Welcome to the Real Film Nerds Podcast.
Well, it's another day, another dollar, and another Real Film Nerds Podcast. Welcome, everyone, to RFN episode number 371. This is one we haven't done in a very long time. It is a legacy cast, aka a film that is not in the theaters that we both really wanted to watch or review or most likely have seen before. So this week, I'm just going to go ahead and say it, and then I'll introduce Mysterious Mike Talent. We're chatting about the 1988 hit by Tim Burton, Beetlejuice. Mike, how was visiting Arizona?
Dude, it was great. It was great. It was short. It was fast. But I had a good time.
Well, good, Mike. I'm glad you were able to make it out. You went to an Arizona Rattlers game, and we finally won. So that means you have to go to the rest of them for the rest of the season so that we can win and be in the playoffs, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
All right. I will go to the next ones.
Okay. I will see you in 2 weeks. Book your plane ticket now.
All right. All right. No problem.
So, all right, Mike. We'll talk about your vacation maybe a little bit more later, but let's just go ahead and jump in. I know you're exhausted. You're jet lagged. You're all screwed up. You're on my time, but you're on the East Coast, so it's already 10 o'clock there. If that tells you when we're recording, you know, we're recording at 7 o'clock Arizona time, 10 o'clock East Coast time. But Mike, go ahead. Why don't you break down the Tim Burton classic Beetlejuice?
All right, Matt. So, like you said, directed by Tim Burton. It was written by Michael McDowell, Larry Wilson, and Warren Scarron. This movie is starring Alec Baldwin, Gina Davis, Michael Keaton, Catherine O'Hare, Jeffrey Jones, Winona Ryder. And this is about the spirits of deceased couple are harnessed by an unbearable family that has moved into their home and hire a malicious spirit to drive them out.
Hold on. Did you say Winona Ryder when it's Winona Ryder?
Winona Ryder, right?
Sure, Mike. Why not?
Oh, man. Did I say that wrong? I thought that, I mispronounced that wrong my whole life.
It's Winona Ryder.
Winona. Oh, yeah.
Winona is the music singer.
Oh, that's why I've mispronounced it my whole life. That's funny. That's funny. Yes, I screwed that up. Winona?
Yeah. Winona Ryder. And then there's Winona, who's the music singer.
Oh, man.
Winona Judd? Is that her name?
Winona. Oh, man. Dang. I did screw that up.
Oh, it's so funny, though. And speaking of interesting, you know, Winona Ryder sued Primus because of Winona's Big Brown Beaver. She swore that song was about her.
What?
Yep.
I did not know that. That's really random. How did you hear about that, dude?
Well, I was doing behind the scenes history thing recently. I've fallen down this YouTube, I guess.
Rabbit hole?
Yeah, hole. I mean, it just happens with YouTube all the time. When you're on there, you start looking at stuff, and I like to watch these like kind of like what happened to videos of bands that I like, and it's kind of like how they got big and how they became prominent and all that kind of stuff. I was watching one on Primus. And they were mentioning that.
All right. That's cool, man. Totally random, but very cool.
It is, but I mean, you know, you just started with the Winona, and that's the funny thing is they're like, if we were singing about anyone, like even Primus says, it wasn't Winona Ryder, it was Winona Judge, I think, or whatever the country music star's last name is. I'm probably screwing that up.
I think you're right, Winona Judd. I think that's right, and that's probably why I screwed it up. Man, yeah, I just put that together right now.
Yeah, they both pronounce it a little differently, but it doesn't matter. We're here to talk about Beetlejuice, not Big Brown Beavers. So, Mike, you know, what's there to talk about on Beetlejuice? This movie's fucking amazing.
Matt, I think part of the reason I will talk about Beetlejuice is we're kind of just working on the hype machine because we're excited about the new Beetlejuice that is coming out. What is it, fall, Matt? The new one?
September is what it's scheduled for right now. But you know Hollywood, it can always move.
Yeah, so that kind of reminded me about this movie, and I wanted to do an old one sometime soon, and this one kind of came up partly because there wasn't really much coming in the theater and didn't see too much on the streaming, so I just thought, why not we do a legacy cast, which we haven't done in a long time.
So the last one we did was the week of Christmas. We did Home Alone?
I'm not sure. We've done Home Alone, unless we're doing it every year. We've done Home Alone before.
There was something we did. See, now I'm gonna have to go back and look and was not touch the keyboard.
Christmas themed.
Yeah, it was December 2023. I gotta look back at what it was. I swore I thought it was like Home Alone. We did do it this year. 353.
It was Home Alone.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Damn.
Yeah, December 20th, episode number 353, Legacy Cast Home Alone. That was our last one. Yeah, because, I mean, we've talked about doing Home Alone, but we never actually did it. We've done other Hollywood classic films, though.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I guess this Christmas we'll do some more Hollywood classic films.
Sure, why not? Let's piss off Lisa some more. I'm down. Screw her. It's our podcast. I do what I want.
All right. Well, with doing what you want, Matt, what are you drinking this fine morning, evening, or afternoon?
Damn, Mike, you're really jumping in. He wants to end this podcast like now.
I'd just keep you on your toes, man.
This husband and wife duo came to visit Arizona, and they found something I've been literally looking for years in Arizona, and every single time I get wind of it, I race over to try and buy it, no matter what the cost is, and I can never, ever, ever get it. So, Mike, I am drinking a nice, fine glass of Blanton's, straight up, no water, no ice, straight up bourbon.
Oh man, that's awesome, dude. Blanton's. What a nice gesture someone did for you.
What an incredible gift that actually has really helped my week. It started out as just being an amazing gift, and now it's helping what's a good way to put it? Repair the wounds? No, they'll never be repaired. It's helping soothe the pain and inadequacies of my life. How's that? Yeah, that works.
Okay, yeah. That works, dude. That works. All right. Cool, man. Well, I being out in Arizona, I had quite a bit of the Four Peaks kilt lifter. In fact, Matt, when we were in the airport to leave just yesterday, we tried to stop by the brewery and noticed I said tried. It was slam-packed, dude, and we didn't have enough time, and it was a little bit out of the way from our gate, so we had to turn around and just go get a beer somewhere else, closer to our terminal, or our gate.
So the one in the airport, right? Not the actual brewery in Tempe or Scottsdale. Gotcha.
No, not the actual brewery. The one that's inside of the airport, because we figured that'd be kind of nice, like way to head home. Have one of the local brews, and apparently everyone had that same idea, and it was really busy in that particular terminal, so I'm not just sure if that was just that happened to be that time, or if that's just a busy terminal, or whatever. So,
I mean, most people go out and have a nice beer at 4:30 in the morning, so, I mean, it is an airport, Mike, so people got to do something to soothe the pain and climb on a Boeing jet with their fingers crossed.
Oh, yes, that's true. I was on a Boeing jet, but it was an old one, so I knew it was a good one. Anywho, yeah. So
did you take a Four Peaks home with you, and that's what you're drinking?
No. So I'm back to drinking just whatever's in the fridge, and I found rattling around in there a Yingling. So just a nice Yingling lager.
Nice. Well, dude, that's what most of my beers are in the fridge, is just stuff that I haven't gotten to yet, and you know, when I'm down in the dumps and not doing super great, I try to do the opposite of what everybody else does and not really drink much. But this feels like a drinking one. So anyways, you notice I'm not talking about the problem that I'm having, Mike. So we'll leave it at that. I'm afraid it might come out on the radio, and I'm really going to try hard not to do that. So we'll see. But anyways, yes, life has been difficult this week. It's only Tuesday, and it feels like it's been like 2 weeks. So anyways, Mike, the most important part of the podcast for you, what is this week's just hopefully funny dad joke, because I could use it?
I got dad jokes. I don't think they understand, though. Gotta think I'm funny. Other people never laugh, though. Dad jokes.
Okay, man. This is straight out of my new edition of dad jokes. What birds are found in Portugal?
I don't know, Mike.
Portuguese.
Wow. I have to say, this one, this is a good one. Whoever authored this one, it's better than the last one. I'm glad I bought you this one.
All right. All right. There you go, dude.
I love it. I love it. So, okay. All right, Mike. Well, now my favorite part of this, of the entire podcast, next to crying in my beer, or Blanton's. Mike, how does the 1988 incredible classic Beetlejuice relate to the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
All right, Matt. So this one's kind of fun. Michael Keaton played Batman in another directed movie by Tim Burton, but he also played in the MCU universe as Adrian Toomes or Vulture in Spider-Man Homecoming. So, Matt, do you think this might be one of the only people that's crossed over to both sides?
There's some people that have been in both DC and MCU. It's not a lot, but Michael Keaton's definitely one of the most known. But Mike, a little bit of tidbit information. You remember a film that both of us really liked a whole lot called Birdman?
Yes.
Yeah, it was a little bit of his role in that helped get him the role in Vulture legitimately.
That's kind of funny.
It is kind of funny, even though they're not really related at all. But it was just very fitting. And so he was supposed to make an appearance in, I think, some of the Venom films, and he never did. So I don't know. Hopefully we will see more Michael Keaton in the Marvel Cinematic Universe in the future. But who knows, man? Who knows? So, okay, well, I guess we're in the spoiler section. I mean, it's a 36-year-old film, so I don't think we're going to be spoiling it much. It'll probably be just us reminiscing and giving trivia and tidbits about the incredible film that is Beetlejuice. Mike, I don't know. Go for it, dude.
All right. So I guess I'm going to start with the end. Matt, I really like the sequence at the end with the singing and the just kind of floating and stuff. The Deo or whatever.
Okay. Yeah, the kind of reggae, like...
Yeah.
It's not reggae. I don't know what they call that. It's like a samba kind of music.
Yeah, well, apparently Tim Burton didn't really like that and almost cut it from the movie.
And
I really liked it. I don't know. What are your feelings of that last part of the movie?
Well, that's one thing that's interesting, because I was watching some trivia videos and reading some articles and things, just trying to bone up on interesting things. And it was a conscious choice of Tim Burton's to pick a very different soundtrack to it, because he was trying not to make it dark. He was trying to make it more fun. And so that's interesting that he didn't like the last little bit. Now, one thing originally that they did say is they were originally going to kill off Beetlejuice at the end of the film, but audiences really didn't like it. So, you know, at the end of the film, there's the scene of the sandworm that gets him and goes to the... Yeah. So that was going to be the end of Beetlejuice, like, completely. He was just going to be dead, I guess, ultra dead. I don't know, because he's already dead. But so audiences didn't like it. And so they went back and filmed the scene with him having his head shrunk when he's back in the land of the ghouls or death.
Yeah, like the lobby part or whatever.
I don't know what they called it.
I don't know what that was.
Almost like a purgatory, I guess, kind of. But anyways, wherever that was, they went back and filmed that scene with him getting the head shrank so that you'd know he was still alive.
Oh, okay. Matt, I know you read this because we both were glancing at IMDb, but it's interesting that this is Michael Keaton's favorite film of his own.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And you mentioned it, you know, IMDb trivia, that he's the main character in the film. He's the center of the poster. And he's only in the movie for just under 15 minutes. That's it. Out of an hour and 32 minute long movie, he's in it for 15 minutes.
Yeah, well, I think part of the reason he loved it so much was he got to ad lib most of his character's script. So I think it said like 90% of it he just made up. Dude, that's awesome. Like, as an actor, that was probably a lot of fun.
And Tim Burton gave him a lot of control in the appearance of Beetlejuice, in the hair color, in his mannerisms, in everything. He said, okay, this is the character. I want you to do this. Have fun. And that's what he did.
Yeah, dude, that's pretty incredible. He just kind of let the creativeness just ooze out of Michael Keaton, and it showed. It seemed like he was having a good time. I don't know. It's a fun character. He's a crazy character. He's all over the place. He's interesting.
Do you know who was originally cast to play Beetlejuice? I don't know if it ever came to fruition though, but it's who they originally wanted, and it's kind of a weird one.
Let's see. 88. Who was big in 88, Matt? I don't know. Bruce Willis.
Sammy Davis Jr.
What?
Yep. That's who Tim Burton originally wanted to play Beetlejuice, and he was 63 at the time, which is really strange because, you know, the infamous Sammy Davis Jr. from the Rat Pack.
That would have been weird.
Very weird movie.
It would have been a weird movie. I mean, it's kind of a weird movie, but it's weird in a good way. I don't know how he pulled that off. Tim Burton, he's got some interesting view on things, I think. But, you know, this movie was different. A little bit like, which is macabre, kind of. A little bit dark. Is that how you say that? Is that
sure.
That's like a vocabulary word, right?
Macabre, yeah. It is a vocabulary word. Now spell it.
No. Now, Matt, not only do we have Microsoft Word, we have Microsoft Word with AI. I will never have to write or do think again.
Perfect. Done. So, okay. I watched a bunch of stuff about the trivia and history and alternate stuff of this film, just trying to prepare for the podcast because it's fun. This movie was originally supposed to be a horror movie, like a full-on horror movie. And guess who was originally picked to direct it?
Wes Craven, about that time?
Yes, it was the godfather of horror, Wes Craven. Maybe not godfather is the right terminology, but he sure as heck did a whole hell of a lot of horror films that we all know and love to this day.
Yeah, he kind of brought horror in a resurgence, I guess, back in the 80s. So,
well, and then also the 90s with Scream.
Well, yeah. Well, he just continued on his upward. I mean, Scream, I think, might have been his most successful movie, actually. But
quick, Mike, okay. Google it. No, I'm just messing with you.
Dude, that's interesting. So it was supposed to be a full-on horror movie. So how the heck did it get to the way that it is now? Like, where it's kind of a dark... What would you categorize it, man?
It's a comedy. It's a dark comedy. It's a fun film. But yeah, it was Tim Burton. Tim Burton came in and started working his magic on it.
Yeah. I guess when it looks at keywords on IMDb, it says dark comedy, dark fantasy, quirky comedy, supernatural fantasy, comedy fantasy. Those are all the hashtags or so, pound okay. sign.
How about this, Michael? This one will be fun. Do you think Alec Baldwin is going to be in the sequel?
Oh man, dude, that's a great question, especially with all the stuff going on with the manslaughter trial and stuff. I'm going to think if it's not filmed yet, like if he hadn't filmed his part before the thing happened, I think they're going to shy away from it because the PC police will be all over him.
Well, I am also curious if Gina Davis is going to be in it because you've seen the trailer, right? Have you watched the trailer for Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice?
I have seen the trailer for Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Did you notice everyone that's living is in the film? Winona Ryder's back. What's his face? Catherine O'Hara is back. But you don't see Jeffrey Jones anywhere. So I'm wondering if Jeffrey Jones is going to be a ghost in the new one and running around with Beetlejuice, maybe.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
Because in the trailer, they're at a funeral.
Okay. Yep. I don't know. Hard to say, Matt, but what a good question about Alec Baldwin, dude. What a good question. And boy, is he... This was his thinner years.
Oh, yeah. He's super young when this movie came out. He was very thin and young and fit. And, you know, it was like me at 12.
Young and fit. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm just a train wreck. So is what it is. I'm wondering if Winona Ryder is going to be still living in the house with her parents or if she's going to have her own house or maybe she inherited that. I don't know. I'm real interested to see where the story goes with the Beetlejuice 2 or Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. Or what they call it, Beetlejuice Squared.
Beetlejuice Squared. I don't know. Because I think it goes with the, you know, if you say his name three times, so this is like two times, right? Beetlejuice,
right.
Beetlejuice.
So does that mean there's going to be a trilogy?
I think it depends on how well this one does.
I mean, it's weird to have a sequel 36 years later. I mean, is Hollywood really just out of fucking ideas, or is there more story to tell?
We keep having this, dude. Look at Bill and Ted's... what was it called? What was the...
Yeah, the most recent one, the Bill and Ted's... crap. Time machine thing or whatever. I don't know. I can't type on my keyboard, Mike.
All right, hold on.
Oh, Face the Music.
Yeah.
Bill and Ted Face the Music, yeah.
Yeah, dude, that was a sequel from like 1989 or whatever.
Well, whenever Bogus Journey came out, Bogus Journey came out, I thought in the 90s, but it might have been
the 80s. Oh, it did, 91, so 91.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Mike, you know where they, have we done Bill and Ted's? Because I kind of want to do Bill and Ted's, like, but I want to do both of them in one. I think that would be fun. Excellent, you know, Bill and Ted's Excellent Journey and Bogus Journey in one podcast. I think that would be fun.
That would be fun. No, we haven't done that. But the, what other movie did we see recently, Matt, that was like a sequel that was super old?
Oh, there's been a lot of them, actually.
Yeah, dude. Like, it seems like, I do think the ideas are gone, right?
Yeah, I mean, how did they run out of ideas? And that's, I think that's why when we see original ideas... you know, like even the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare or Civil War or Monkey Man, like they just get higher ratings because they tried. Well, Roadhouse was a remake. But they try, you know, they're trying something that's different. And so I think they should get a higher rating because they're trying. I don't know. Is that wrong?
No. I mean, it is cool when you see an original idea. Like, what was that last Jordan Peele movie that we watched that was so different? The one with the aliens?
I want to say Arrival, but that's not what it is.
No, Arrival was awesome, but totally different.
Another sequel, Frozen Empire. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Nope.
Nope. There you go. I know it was one word.
Yeah. I really liked Nope. Totally different. Like, original idea.
Very good.
I like a lot of the M. Night Shyamalan stuff, but it seems like he's kind of got he's just pigeonholed into doing these kind of like twist movies. I don't know.
It'd be nice for him to do something else. Yeah.
Yeah, or try something else. I don't know.
Like, but Mike, even okay, episode number 362, American Fiction. That was an original idea.
Oh man, and it was fantastic.
It was so good.
Great movie, man.
How about, I mean, you know, the other ones we reviewed in that same time period, Maestro and Bob Marley, those were great, but they're, you know, more based on a person, which is great. That's fine. How about this, Argyle? Argyle, I thought, was really a lot of fun. Yes, it's a spy movie that's been done over and over and over again, but it was still pretty original in some respects.
Yeah, it was pretty original. It lost me about 3/4 of the movie.
But oh, is that all?
Yeah. Well, I think I told you, man. Is the
oh yeah? We talked about it. Yeah, go back and listen to the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Leave the World Behind is another good one. ISS, even though it wasn't super great. The Beekeeper,
dude. The Beekeeper. The bee puns were just fantastic.
Granted, it's friggin' Jason Statham being Jason Statham, but it was still great. Really good.
Yeah, it was. And to bring some true life, the local area politician around here...
Is he a beekeeper?
Was not a beekeeper, but has been accused of, not convicted, but accused of... like basically manipulating one of her like constituents and like taking over all of her money and spending all of her money and stuff and buying like houses and getting like plastic surgery and going on cruises and stuff. It's pretty horrible. And it kind of reminds me of like the beekeeper with the people preying on the older generation. I was like, dude, this is not cool.
No, dude, that's fucking horrible. That's absolutely awful.
Yeah, yeah, and she was in a position of power, you know, like a councilwoman in my local area.
Please tell me that she is going to be behind bars for the rest of her life, if not worse.
I don't know, but the without being proven guilty, she was I don't know, like ordered to not have any interactions with the. Defendant or whatever, or the victim, I guess.
Yeah, I think victim. I mean, unless the person took him to trial, because she would be the defendant.
Yeah. Victim. There you go.
So, okay. Well, on to bigger, better, brighter things. Mike, how many reels do you give Beetlejuice?
So, I, of course, will give this... I think this one's going to be five reels out of five for me, Matt. This is such a great movie. A lot of fun with the various different characters, the quirkiness of it. I even like the stop motion stuff, which you don't see a lot of these days. But of course, it was Tim Burton, and he is a fan of stop motion because, you know, shortly, well, maybe not shortly after this, but he did The Nightmare Before Christmas sometime after this, right? But
yeah.
It took like 6 years or something to make.
Well, there's even a shout out to Jack Skellington in this, and they're pretty sure that's what inspired it. So when Beetlejuice comes out of the house or earth or basement, and he has the little mobile hat going.
Yeah.
In the middle of it is a little skull, and it pops up and it's focused on it for about a split second. Looks just like Jack Skellington.
Oh, I wonder if he had started to come up with that idea back then, or because I mean that had to take forever.
According to the stuff that I listened to, he had been toying with the idea of Jack Skellington long before he even made Beetlejuice.
Okay, yeah, because that is a interesting movie, and wow, so much work with the stop motion.
Yeah,
but super cool.
Well, and think about it, Mike. Beetlejuice came out in 88, so it was probably filmed in 86, 87, and no digital, no CGI, none of that shit. But still, the effects, the animations, the stop motion that was implemented in here, yeah, you can tell what it is. But I still think it was very, very good for the time. It holds up well, in my opinion.
Yeah, for sure, man. It does hold up well. I mean, yes, you can tell what it is just because of the way that things are, especially with our more crisp stuff. I feel like it actually was lent itself a little bit better to like a little bit lower quality like video and stuff, like back when our formats, what was it, 480? What was the TV size?
Yeah, 480.
Yeah, like 480
pixels.
Yeah, 480 pixel resolution. I think some of the stop motion lended itself better to that because it wasn't as crisp. And so it blurred it a little bit just by not being the highest resolution.
Yeah, now, I mean, I don't have Beetlejuice in 4K. I think it's HD is how I have it, but it still looks very different even in HD. It just looks so much crisper and tighter and a lot more detail. But anyways, Mike, are you going to ask me how many reels do I give it?
Yes, man. How many reels do you give it?
Mike, this is a must-see movie. You can't go through life without seeing this. So what that means to me is it's a 5. It has to be a 5. It's an incredible film.
Wow, man. We both gave it 5s, and that is quite a classic. Are you... let's see. What is your feeling about the new Beetlejuice? Are you excited? Are you a little bit trepidatious? What do you think?
I'm hesitantly optimistic. I think.
Ooh, hesitantly optimistic. Nice, yeah. Dude.
Yeah, that's good languages. Them goods words.
Yeah, we busted out a lot of big words this podcast. I don't think we have to use any more all year. I think we're good.
Perfect. Done. But no, I'm excited for Michael Keaton. He looks even creepier just because he's older as Beetlejuice. I mean, he legit looks way creepier. Not to knock on him. I mean, people get old. It's what it is. If you're not getting old, you know, you're in the ground. But I don't know. I'm hoping the story is good. I hope it's not too serious. I hope it's fun. I would love to see animation claymation again instead of using CGI, but I don't know. I hope it's going to be good, and I'm looking forward to it. We will definitely be reviewing it on the podcast come September. But before that, Mike, you want to tell our listeners about our incredible theater-based film just to keep Lisa live and local happy for next week?
Yes. It's got Emily Blunt in it, and I always forget his name. Hey Girl guy.
I'm just Ken.
Ken. It's got Ken in it. What's his name?
It's not Ryan Reynolds.
No, it's not Ryan Reynolds. And the name of the movie is The Fall Guy.
Correct. It is Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling. Yes.
And so just to
Mr.
show
Notebook.
You about the topic we were talking about earlier, Mike, did you know that The Fall Guy is based on a television show that came out in 1981 of the same name, The Fall Guy, and the same premise?
Really? It's just talking about, this is a stuntman, right? He plays a stuntman. It looked like it's kind of ridiculous, the movie.
It does. I think it's going to be fun. So it's the TV show starred Lee Majors, the $6 million man. And he played a stunt guy that moonlighted on the side as an assassin.
Yeah. Well, you know, because you can. So is this of the similar background, this one?
It's similar story, hence the same name, but it's going to be a little different. It's it says, a down-and-out stuntman must find the missing star of his ex-girlfriend's blockbuster film.
Oh, okay. So it's probably more about tracking down somebody, not as much to murder them, but we'll find out.
We'll find out. We'll find out on, well, I'm going to go on Thursday. I don't know when you're going to go, but I'm going to go Thursday.
Thursday might be tight. We'll see. I'll try on Thursday.
Hey, you do you, man. I got to do it Thursday so I can go talk about it on the radio in the morning. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
Anyways, well, Mike, I am done. I probably talked too much, and I know you need to go to bed. So why don't you do your thing, Mike?
Okay. Well, if there's anyone out there who hasn't seen Beetlejuice, please go watch it. The new one is coming. You need to see the first one, though. It is amazing. And with that, thanks for listening, everybody. And make sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, or X, or whatever it's called. And we'll catch you on the next pod. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you for listening to The Real Film Nerds. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Real Film Nerds. Now, go out and catch a movie.
Welcome, everyone, to Ma Hinshaw Loses Her Cookies, episode 61, Beetlejuice, the original. Hi, Matt. How are you?
Hello, Mother dear. How are you?
Just peachy.
Just peachy?
Mm-hmm. I'm peachy. I had fun. I watched Beetlejuice, and I know I have seen it before at least three times, but I watched it again. Of course, I probably forgot most of the stuff, and it was really fun and really crazy. And I think everyone should watch it, especially before the second Beetlejuice comes out. I don't know if they'll be connected, but I think it would probably help you to understand the second one, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. I enjoyed it. And I love Michael Keaton. He was so wild. And I did Google and find out that they were supposed to be in Connecticut, where the house is and where they died, but they filmed most of it in Vermont.
It's close enough, right?
Yeah, right. Same general area, I guess. But anyway, I just loved how Michael could just go crazy wild and, oh, I don't know. No wonder he loved this movie or thought it was one of his best. Fun and funny. And I love the mother. And I'm trying to think. Was Winona Ryder the mother?
No.
No?
Winona Ryder was a kid, Mom. This movie is from 1988.
Oh, well, never mind. Well, I don't know.
The mom is Catherine O'Hara.
Oh, her. Well, anyhow, she...
See, this is what happens when you drink too much, children.
Yes. Don't have too many toddies. Gee, I wish I'd had one. Anyway.
She likes her margaritas is what it really is.
Well, I did.
And it's Margarita Monday.
It is, and I had one. I did.
See? See?
That's what's wrong. I had a big gallon margarita. Well, anyhow... She did a great job of being the crazy mom. I mean, I would have been crazy too, moving into that house, actually. But she was really fun. And I loved her, the husband. Well, even Alec Baldwin was like the typical husband, I think. Anyway. I can't remember the dad's name, but anyway.
What do you mean by Alec Baldwin was the typical husband?
Well, getting upset over everything, you know.
I think he had a justification to be upset he was dead.
Well, yeah, I guess he should have had a little justification. I mean, but he was always, you know, kind of blowing up and, you know.
Yeah. No, he didn't blow up and get angry. Not like that.
Okay, so pounding on the doors and walls and stuff, that was okay.
That's them trying to chase people out.
Well, I know, that's true.
That's the whole basis of the film, is they're trying to get the living out of their house.
I don't blame them. I would like the living out of there, too. It's their house, for Pete's sake. Well, and Beetlejuice. But anyhow, yeah, I don't know. I think I'd have worked harder at getting rid of Beetlejuice, but then that didn't happen. Oh, and I loved Lydia. I felt so bad for her. Oh my goodness, the poor kid. Can you imagine having those parents and then having to move there? And then, you know, but then she loved the dead couple, or at least she loved Barbara, was her name, I believe, the wife.
Yes, and, played by Gina Davis. And then Alec Baldwin played Adam. And Winona Ryder played Lydia.
Oh, she was Lydia? Oh, for Pete's sake. Okay. Well, anyway.
Again, children listening, do not go to Margarita Monday and podcast.
Yes, never. Don't do it. Don't eat the lime, which I'd usually eat the lime. But anyway, yeah. I felt very bad for Lydia because, I mean, holy crumb, she didn't even want to be there in that house. And who would want to be there with her parents? They're both nuts. But, you know, she tried to deal. And, oh, and everyone, you got to watch the wedding. That was a hoot and a half. But I won't say what happened. But anyway, yeah, I think everyone should go and see. No, don't go. Stay home and watch Beetlejuice. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, how are they going to go to the theater when it's a 36-year-old film?
I know they're not. It's on wherever. One of those.
It's on one of them things in the that comes out of the magical box that's plugged into your television, right, Ma?
You're right. I'm a grandma. You're right.
What does that have anything to do with it? I know lots of grandmas that know what a Roku is and what an Apple TV is and what a television is.
I know what they are. I just don't know how to get on them.
I mean, seriously, you probably still have Beetlejuice on Betamax.
I know. VHS maybe, but not that. I don't think I had a
maybe LaserDisc.
No, we never got one of those either. Those were too high tech. Anyway, yeah.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so, Mom, we're talking about Beetlejuice. Yes. Lisa's most hated thing to do is talk about films that are not currently in the theaters, which is funny because she doesn't pay to go to the movie theater like I do, but yet I'm expected to pay and go every week. So, anyways, I guess I've done it to myself, right?
No, I don't think so, but whatever.
Well, so we're talking about Beetlejuice because Beetlejuice, aka Beetlejuice 2, comes out in September. And this is a fantastic film. It came out 36 years ago. It's fun. It was one of Tim Burton's very first films that he got wide publicity for. Ooh. And following this came out in 88. Guess what came out in 89? Batman. Well, who stars in Batman? Michael Keaton. Who directed Batman? Tim Burton. So he was on a real roll in the late 80s, early 90s. And continued on. So I think it's a very pivotal film to talk about. And it's a fun film. And it spawned a television show that I also watched as a child called Beetlejuice as well. The show wasn't as good as the film, but it was still fun. It was a cartoon. But anyways, so I think it's justified we talked about this film. And Ma, anything else you want to add?
I just say, if you want a fun evening or whenever you watch it, and quite a lot of laughs because you'd relate to the mom, you'd relate to actually the daughter and dealing with these crazies in the house. And I mean, it was fun. So watch it. I mean, so you saw it in 1991 or something. It doesn't matter. You could watch it again. Refresh your mind, you know. Boy, do I need a refreshment.
Well, okay, this is, I don't know what we're going to call your podcast. This is just episode 61. But in The Real Film Nerds, this is a legacy cast. Legacy are typically films that, you know, at least made a mark on our psyche growing up or at some point in life, not necessarily growing up, because we have done legacy casts of films that we enjoyed as adults and we still talked about it. And so there's a reason why we talk about them is because they're good freaking films and people should watch them. Maybe don't watch them every day, but, you know, every now and then, why not watch them? It's fun.
I have an issue with this, especially. I think young adults should watch them. a lot of them have never seen some of these, and they are good. And just because they weren't made today or whatever doesn't mean they are not good. And I think this one was really crazy fun. And they should, but I haven't talked my grandson into watching it yet. Ugh. Oh, well.
Which one? You have three of them.
Michael.
I thought Michael watched it with you.
No, I watched it all by myself.
Mm-hmm. How much time he spends at your house, he should be sitting there watching it with you constantly.
Well, he didn't watch that, I'll tell you. So, but anyway, I think it just gives you a laugh, and, you know, it just really silly. And I think we all need a little bit of that sometimes in our life. And I'm hoping this new one will be just as fun and just as silly, you know. So I don't know. We'll see how Michael does on this one. Because he's Beetlejuice again, right?
Yeah, of course. Who else would he play?
I don't know.
Well, that's all I'm asking. I mean, of course he would play Beetlejuice in Beetlejuice.
Right.
I mean, I would hope.
He wouldn't be Batman reincarnated. No. But anyway.
Well, why would he be Batman reincarnated when Batman never died?
I'm just joking. Oh, come on. Gee. Anyway, he'd really be too old for Batman. I'm sure his six-pack abs have sunk by now. Well, anyway, like the movie, everybody should watch it. You can sit and be comfy, put your feet up, you know, sit in your jammies and just enjoy. Or not in your jammies. I don't know, but, you know, enjoy it. And I gave it 4.5 cookies.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to ask you that, but okay. So you give it 4.5 cookies. Got it.
Do I have to say why?
It's your podcast. You do what you want.
Well, anyway, I give it 4.5 because sometimes I had a hard time keeping track of how they were contacting Beetlejuice, where, how, what, which book. I mean, but it was just me because I'm old. So anyway, that's why I gave it 4.5. Right?
And okay.
I know what you gave it, I think.
You heard it in the podcast before this that we haven't recorded yet, but we'll record it soon.
Okay.
Maybe.
I gave it 5, I think. I don't know. Did you? Okay.
They have to listen to our podcast before, which if they got this far, they probably did.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Well, anyway, it was good, and everybody enjoy.
Are you going to talk about what we're going to review next week?
Ooh, wait a minute. Yes, The Fall Guy, I think it's called. I'm looking forward to that. Oh, Ryan Gosling. Oh, I think it'll be, I hope it'll be fun. I don't know, but it'll be interesting. Yes.
Well, we'll definitely find out.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's based off of a TV series that came out in 1981 starring the $6 million man.
No. Really? Because, really? I used the $6 million man.
Ooh. Lee Majors?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Really? Oh, well, that's double interesting then. Wow. Fun. Okay. I'm looking forward to going to the movie on Thursday. There.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. So, anything else you want to add, Mommy?
Nope, not a bit. I'm fine. I'm splendid. And I had a lot of fun, and you guys should have fun, too, watching it. Okay?
Well, all right. Thanks, everyone, for joining us for another interesting, I don't know, maybe dull. Because, I mean, I didn't get too angry and I didn't get too crazy this time. I don't know. Was it good? This is a good podcast, Mom. She's shaking her head. For those of you who don't have video. She's saying yes. Oh. It was a good podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, anyways, well, thanks for joining us Vermont Hinchell Loses Her Cookies, episode number 61, Beetlejuice. We will chat with you next week about The Fall Guy, starring Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt, directed by David Leitch. Hopefully it's a fun one. I could use it this week. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we will chat with you next week, episode number 62.
Bye.